or some kind of fungus, especially in damp, that's where it comes up, the school water frequency. But if you get a dry, dry time, it don't go very well. Get a dry spring and things, you can just put a bit of contact. Dry the wet, wet spring and then let them just rust the leaves and call them to shed up.
What about the flat, well, the other kind of melt you use in Salem besides the pond would be a...
I guess you're talking about butternut and things like that.
What? The other one would be a
hickory nut, not hickory nuts. They're too hard. You can't get nothing unless I bend. That's in the house. English walnuts and things, but they don't grow here either.
Almonds, yeah.
What?
An almond?
Yeah, but they don't grow here. They don't grow here. And that's a, we used to call them negatives.
Okay.
And I can see it. It's kind of a curve, a little bit flat and funny looking all over, the black hole on the outside of it. Peel that hole off.
Yeah.
When we were kids, that's all we wanted, was some of them for Christmas, negatives, we called them.
And where are they there?
Some kind of a nut. I don't know, but they got a long, pretty good size chunk of white meat in them.
Yeah.
I know you eat them, thinking.
Almonds? Yeah.
No, it's the oil. I think it's called a nut butternut.
Okay.
All I ever know the name of the negative thing.
Okay. What were the little red vegetables that grow in the garden?
Yeah.
Have little red roots?
And old beets.
Yeah, but you used these, now these were used as a rabbit.
Reddish?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now the types of tomatoes, you know what, can you tell me the types of tomatoes you have?
Well, back in that day and time, we just bought a plain box, little paper bottle or thing like that. We didn't plant many tomatoes, just a little in the garden, and two little packs would be all we want.
Yeah.
And all it read was tomato seeds, you see, on it. It wasn't no special kind.
Yeah.
And then later along, it got to where there was a tree tomato come in. And it grew like a little tree, but stiff and stout to them. And then later along, there come all kind of names. They've got every kind, from big boy, little boy, big boy, everything else you can talk about.
Yeah.
And Marin and Margot and I can begin to name the names of them outside of the middle. But I always found that lately with this Marin and Margot, well, Margot and three of that variety, much not a good deal.
The little ones that never gotten bigger and say, when do you plan to get enough work for them?
Yeah, the pear tomatoes. We got some out there now in a bush with the pear tomatoes. The offspring come up. That's the way they breed up a tomato plant. It takes something like that and start with it and build it on up so it gets to be altogether different tomatoes than anybody else has got. Then they bring out a name for it and seed.
Yeah.
And so in fact it all starts with that. So someday or another it's going to kick back into that old plant. And the seed will come up just like its old grandmother was.
I see.
And so once in a while you get a seed like that and among these mares, especially.
Yeah.
And they'll come up and go and make that. And then they call them comatose and see that and what all the little rounds and all kind of like that.